This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. I'm Joan Jameson. Here are this week's top headlines. Two-story incinerator found buried in hillside and rocky flats. And NNSA releases draft environmental impact statement for proposed replacement CMR building at LAMP. Workers at the Rocky Flats plant in Colorado recently discovered a two-story incinerator buried into a hillside as they continued cleanup operations at the former nuclear weapons facility. Although preliminary tests showed no radioactive contamination in the furnace, Kaiser Hill, the contractor working on the cleanup, says that they will continue testing to ensure that the building is safe for removal and demolition. Officials at Rocky Flats assumed that the furnace, measuring 25 by 13 by 13 feet, had been removed from the site after it was decommissioned in 1968. Rather, the incinerator was found buried 1 foot below the ground in an area that Kaiser Hill had intended to search for buried hazardous materials. Records indicate that the incinerator was used to burn standard office waste. However, because trace amounts of depleted uranium have been found in pits where incinerator ash was buried, Kaiser Hill says that they will investigate the incinerator thoroughly. John Corsi, spokesperson for Kaiser Hill, said, quote, "We're kind of on pause until we know exactly what we're dealing with," end quote. Rocky Flats manufactured plutonium pits until 1989 when it was shut down in an FBI raid for environmental violations. Cleanup of Rocky Flats is expected to be completed in 2006, at which time the area will become a wildlife refuge. Leroy Moore of the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center said that the finding was only the first of many surprises sure to be found. Moore is concerned that Kaiser Hill will neglect to remove other buried materials that are characterized as benign or non-existent. Moore said, quote, "This finding just underscores that these characterizations are not thorough," end quote. The National Nuclear Security Administration, or NNSA, released the draft environmental impact statement for the proposed Replacement Chemical and Metallurgic Research, or CMR, building at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, this week. NNSA and LANL claim that the current CMR building is no longer usable due to its advanced age and consequent deterioration, and the fact that it is situated along a seismic fault. The statement offers several alternatives for construction of a new CMR building, including relocating it to Technical Area 55, which is within 1 mile of an approximate fault, or Technical Area 6, which is largely untouched forest land. NNSA claims that work done at the CMR building is necessary for virtually every program at LANL. The building primarily houses research and development capabilities involving analytical chemistry, materials characterization, and metallurgic studies. NNSA also claims that the CMR building is necessary for valuable non-proliferation activities. However, activists are concerned that, coupled with the proposed modern pit facility and advanced hydro test facility that are being considered for LANL, new and revised operations at LANL will further compromise northern New Mexico's health, safety, and environment. Two public hearings will be held to discuss the proposed CMR replacement building. The first will be held on June 3rd at Fuller Lodge in Los Alamos. The second will be held on June 4th at the Cities of Gold Hotel in Pewaukee. Both will begin at 6:30 p.m. For more information, contact CCNS. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline at 1-800-456-8863. Or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.